Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Dreams Unlimited Travel Podcast. My name is John Magi, and I'll be your host. And in this episode, we're going to talk about some current discounts we're finding on various vacations. I'm joined at the table by our panel of experts, consultant for Dreams Unlimited Travel, Tracy Heinrichs.
Hi, everyone.
Client services manager for Dreams Unlimited Travel, Kevin Close.
Howdy.
And back in our production facility, we have our producer, Craig Williams.
Hello.
Hi, everybody. How's everybody doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. Doing good.
Wonderful.
You guys are so alert and so excited today to be here, aren't you?
Very good.
Awesome. Thank you, Craig.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
It's all been right. A while since we've all
it has
been at the table recording together.
Yeah, for those watching, you know that we record these in advance, so it's been quite a bit since we've been behind the mics, and this is our first one after being away on vacation. So we hope we do a good job for you. So as I mentioned, we're going to talk about discounts. Now, one of the things we do at Dreams Unlimited Travel, part of our job is to save our clients money. We're trying to save them money at every turn, whether it's the initial booking or whether during the process a discount becomes available. So I want to bring people up to speed on some of the discounts that are out there now. These are not going to be a complete total list of everything. It's kind of a highlight of what we're finding that is really beneficial to our clients for the destinations we sell, for the things we sell. I also want to mention, too, if you want to be kept up to date on discounts, you can follow us on Facebook, Dreams Unlimited Travel on Facebook, or we have a new Twitter account.
We do.
You do. Very exciting. At Dreams U Travel, we're going to post whenever something is new on our site, like vlogs or blogs or discounts or information, we're going to put that on Twitter so you guys have an alert.
I just tweeted that account letting everybody know we were recording these shows today.
Awesome. So that's a great way to sort of keep up to date on what's going on. So if you don't have an agent with us and you're just curious about what kind of discounts are out there that I can get and possibly put in for a quote request, you can follow us on those. Excellent. So let's get started. One of the things I want to talk about first before we actually get into discounts is that just recently, Disney has released their 2018 Walt Disney World packages. Agents have been busy booking these for their clients. So this isn't really a discount, but there's a change to this package that I think is kind of important that I wanted to mention. All right, so let me do a little bit of a read-through here, and then we can discuss it. Guests will have a new beverage option available in 2018 when you purchase one of the 2018 Disney dining plans along with your Walt Disney World vacation packages. Guests under 21 years of age will be able to choose one non-alcoholic beverage, including specialty beverages. Guests 21 years of age and older will be able to choose either one non-alcoholic beverage or one single-serving mixed cocktail, beer, or wine within their meal entitlement. So some of the non-alcoholic options that are available if you don't want it or if you're under 21, there are, Kevin's going to love this, artisanal milkshakes. He loves that.
I do. I love the word artisanal.
Fresh smoothies, premium hot chocolate, soda, coffee, or tea. If you are 21 years of age or older and you want to have a alcoholic beverage, you can choose from beer or cider, wine or sangria, mixed drinks, or specialty cocktails. So this is something that's brand new, right? Disney's not included alcohol in their packages.
So what
before.
Did they take out?
They haven't taken out anything, actually.
That's unusual.
But what they've done is,
you don't get of course, an entree, the price has changed.
Right, they've raised the price.
So the price has changed, but that also changes every year. So, you know, every year we see a price increase on the dining plan. You know, it varies by plan and by adult child. On average this time, the child increase is minimal, from like 80 cents a night up to like, I think, $1.80 a night per child. So it's been minimal, and I think you can really account that to just a regular price increase from year to year. And then the adult prices, they've changed a little. So like a quick service has gone up approximately $4 a night. And again, these numbers are very approximate. Please don't hold me to the exact number. At the regular dining plan, depending on whether you're calling it regular dining plan, plus dining plan, Disney will call it the Disney dining plan. There's a number of names for that one, but it's kind of the middle of the road, the one table service, one quick service plan. That one's gone up about $6 per adult per night. And then the deluxe plan has gone up about $9.50 per adult
per night.
So
you're paying for the drink.
Yeah. And again, some of that will just be regular increase because they do increase every year. The other thing is people will say, well, the dining plan keeps going up, but so do the prices at the restaurants.
Right.
So if the prices keep going up, then the dining plan's going up. So if you're looking at the new dining plan prices and comparing it to current menu prices, the numbers and the you know the value may look skewed. But keep in mind, next year, these are not going to be the menu prices we're looking at.
Resort prices go up. Ticket prices go
everything.
Up. Food goes up. I mean, it's just it's the way things are going. It doesn't. It's never going to go down. I actually, my opinion, I think that some people are going to find this to be a benefit.
Yes.
That some people are not going to want to pay out of pocket.
Beth Sauda.
Right. Well, some of our agents probably shouldn't name them by name because they might, you know, appreciate it.
Beth's very proud. She would very much appreciate it.
She would use everyone's dining credits for her drink. So I think it's a nice little benefit for some folks. I personally wouldn't use it. Doesn't excite me.
Yeah, and I think, you know, some of the feedback we're hearing is, I don't drink alcohol, so why should I have to pay a higher price now? Because I'm not going to partake. So I think this is why they've included the premium non-alcoholic beverages.
The artisanal milkshakes.
Right. You know, fresh smoothies. Although I did notice this, and we'll do a future show on this, but I had recently done a stay with dining plan, and I had noticed that the variety of beverages that could be included had changed. Like, it seemed like there was more, you know, you could get a different kinds of, not necessarily a smoothie. Actually, I think Chris did get a smoothie somewhere. So I'm not sure. I think the people most upset about this are going to be the people who don't partake in the alcohol, feeling like this price increase is to pay for alcohol that they don't drink.
And again, this is all something that, you know, take into consideration the actual cost of alcohol.
Right.
And the actual cost of Disney might pay to make a mixed drink. They're certainly coming out ahead.
Yes.
Even if you order the most expensive drink you can, they're certainly coming out ahead.
Can I say one thing about 2018 packages? As you mentioned, they've recently come out. I know for the clients I've booked this time and the quotes I've done, I have more people booking for 2018 this year than I have had probably for the last 3, 4, maybe 5 years.
You mean booking in advance?
Actually booking. You know, typically a release, Walt Disney World releases the packages. A lot of people want prices because they're interested, but they're not necessarily ready to commit. So they're getting prices, and you may hear from them later, or they're not booking. The rate of people that have booked this time is significantly higher than in previous years. So it's interesting why, is, you know, what I wonder. And I think people are just kind of, first of all, I think we've gotten our message across, maybe. We talk about it a lot. Book your package that you know you want. Book the package you know you can afford. If a discount comes out, it's a bonus, great. So I think maybe some of it is that message that people are you know, finally realizing that, you know, let's just book the vacation that we want. And we really try to move people away from counting on discounts to dictate their vacation and use them as a bonus. So I think it's partly that. And I think in general, I'm just seeing that people are more willing to commit a little bit farther out now.
You think it's because things like Pandora are done?
I think so.
I believe we have some people who have waited and said, I'm not going to travel because I was waiting for Avatar, the World of Pandora. Make sure you say it right. I don't want to get in trouble with Disney.
No, I meant the bead store.
The bead store, yeah. That was a big draw for a lot of people. They were waiting for this to be done. And Disney has come to us and said that they needed help filling their resorts this summer, which we thought was unusual because we were doing well. So we didn't see that sort of happen to us. So their resort rooms were not full this summer, for sure. We saw discounts. Discounts are still out there for Walt Disney World. So I think the idea is that people have held back and waited.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's okay to spend their money because this is now done. Other things are done. And I also think there's this sort of, you know, people can't afford to go every year.
Right.
So they're going to wait and go when they can go. And so 2017 wasn't the year for them. So now it's 18.
Yeah. I think that's a lot of it, too. And I think that more and more we're finding less and less availability with discounts, especially in lower category rooms. So now I spoke to a couple clients this week by phone, and we were talking about that, you know, about booking now or waiting. And what I'm noticing is a lot is everybody wants the monorail resorts. Everybody wants the boardwalk resorts. But the lower category in those resorts always go first.
Yep.
So you could be looking at a difference of, you know, a couple hundred dollars a night to go from the lower category to one of the higher ones. So I think people are kind of, you know, getting that message that if this is what I want, I need to lock it in now. And you're locking it in for a $200 deposit.
Right.
A $200 refundable deposit. So it's not like you're making a huge commitment. You know, you lock it in, you've got your package set. We can change the resort. We can change dates. You know, you can even cancel it up to 30 days before for a refund of that deposit. So it's not, you know, you're not making a worldwide commitment to do it. And I'm just noticing this year that people are definitely doing it at a much higher rate. Yeah.
Well, that's good. Good for us, right?
Yeah.
For sure. All right. So let's talk now. Let's get into the actual discounts. So another thing going on for Walt Disney World packages is their summer vacation package, a package that includes a 4-night stay and a standard room and a select Disney All-Star Resort and a 4-day Magic Your Way base ticket. They're giving an example price of $1,962 based on a party family of four for stays Sunday through Thursday. This is June through the end of August, and you have to book by July 14th.
That's not a per person price, right?
No, that's the sample price they're giving for four people, but you got to be careful. That's like mom and dad and probably two children under nine,
yeah.
Right? So,
yeah.
You know, they love to throw out those sample pricing, but you got to realize that's for like...
And it's for a stay, like, yeah, certain days of the week. And so it's really hard sometimes to obtain the sample pricing. A couple things to know about discounts. They always advertise a 4-night package is this, a 5-night package is that. We're not bound by those. So this does not have to be a 4-night package. You know, it could be a 2-night package. It could be a 10-night package. So we're not bound. They just use that. Usually they use 4 or 5 nights in the sample. The other thing is, even though this is a vacation package that we were talking about here, there's also with this particular discount room only rates.
Yep.
So, you know, we could book room only rates. So you're not also not bound to a package with their discounts. It's so convoluted. It's so confusing. They have to call them different things. They all basically do the same thing. Yeah. Some can have different inventory. So we always make sure we check them all, even though the discount percentage is the same.
And again, there's another discount, kids size package, pretty much the same dates.
Exactly the same.
This is their advertising.
That's if they want to come on their own without their parents.
Exactly. Yeah. Kids only package. It's a 3-night stay. And again, standard room, all stars. You have to have a ticket. And they're offering a sample price of under $1,000 for a party of four, same dates. But again, as Tracy said, it's all sort of variations on a theme.
Yeah.
You know, you can put together whatever package you want. And as Tracy mentioned, there is a room-only discount. They're calling it the Enchanted Escape room-only. You can get up to 25% off on rooms at Walt Disney World Resort hotels for nights August 1st through October 7th, booked by August 31st. Again, what is the most surprising here is all of these are over the summer. Disney is trying to fill these resorts in the summer. They want you to come. They want you to stay. So if you can, take advantage of it for sure. Available to anyone who has an annual pass holder, who has an annual pass, there's annual pass holder discounts. They just came out with their fall information. So now summer through fall is now released for annual pass holders. And again, all you have to do is tell your Dreams Unlimited Travel agent that you're an annual pass holder, and they will look for that discount.
And I think our fall dates at this point are only going until the beginning of October.
Yep.
They didn't go very late. I kind of was expecting the next one to be into the end of October. I have a feeling Disney has done well in October, because the room discount ends the beginning of October. The annual pass discount ends the beginning of October. Free dining was just excluded the entire month. So I have a feeling Disney's pretty confident in what's happening in October, and we're not going to see much.
Yep. I agree. And again, with annual pass holders, you got to remember it's certain number of rooms are available at resorts. A lot of resorts are excluded from the annual pass holder rate, so make sure you keep that in mind. Similar, Disney offers a military discount for military personnel. Again, really, really, you got to hit it just right to get it. It's not one of these things that if you're military, you just get a discount and that's the end of it. They want you to stay at Shades of Green is what they want you to do.
It's still capacity controlled, so you have to be aware of that. You can add a dining plan to military discount. Your tickets are purchased separately, either through your base or on site, but tickets are purchased separate from this package, and we don't yet have military for 2018. My guess is...
I didn't know that. Wow.
Yeah. My guess is it'll probably be usually around September, October, they announce whether or not they're going to continue military for the following year. So at this point, we don't know if there will be military discounts in 2018.
I would be very, very shocked.
Yeah, I would too. I would can't imagine a scenario where they wouldn't. But I think what they do is they start to reduce the inventory of what they're allowing to discounts. I can't imagine they would just take it away.
I'm of the opinion that military should get a discount no matter what.
Yeah.
No matter when you're traveling, no matter what the deal is, you should just get a discount.
Yeah. But one thing they did this year was they reduced the number of blackout days. It seemed to me like other years there was more blackout days for these military tickets. That is not fair because military families can travel when they're together. So, you know, like the idea of putting out a blackout date
like
on that.
Like over the 4th of July.
Right, exactly. Right, you know, right. And that, you know, and that has been... There has been times, I think, where certain dates have been blacked out. So I'm hoping that Disney's getting away from blackout dates on it and just saying, you know, we're allotting so many rooms per resort, per date kind of thing. But at this point, we don't know about 18. We assume, of course, that it would be extended, but we don't know and we won't know until September, October.
And again, let your Dreams Unlimited Travel agent know. They will watch for those discounts when they come out. They will apply them automatically so you get the best deal.
This is the other benefit of having a package booked with your agent already for that $200 deposit. Because once you're in our system, we're watching for discounts for you every time there's a release. We have a great system in that it keeps track of who's traveling when. So it's very easy for us to do that. If you're not in my system and you haven't booked with me, I'm not saying, no, I'm not going to watch for a discount for you. Of course, I try to keep a list of those people as well. It's just not as seamless as if you've got that reservation in our system. If you're in our system already, I can watch. I can get you the discount often before I've even heard from you, or I don't contact you first. I just
Other thing is if discount comes out, you now have to notify a client who has to give you information.
Right.
And we've already talked about how some of them are very, very limited.
I also want to point out, too, to give a little bit of background of how things work with us, is within our system, we have a way to indicate if you are an annual pass holder, if you're military. So the agents will see that at a glance, quote unquote.
Yes.
So they can go through their clients traveling at a certain time, see if you're eligible for the discount. So if you are eligible for one of these discounts, make sure your agent knows so that field/trigger can be set properly. Because if later you say to us, I was an annual pass holder and you didn't find me an annual pass holder discount, you know, it's tough to really go back and say, well, you didn't tell us. You got to tell us.
Exactly.
Let us know.
The other thing to know as well about discounts is that I know there's people out there right now listening to us going, yeah, right. Sure, you tell me when there's a discount. Nobody ever believes it until it happens.
Yep.
So when my clients, when I send them that email and I say, hey, great news, discount, this is how much you saved. They're like, yeah, I know you said that, but I kind of didn't believe that it was going to happen. I tell you, it sounds counterproductive. It sounds the opposite of what people who are paid commission would do. But this is something not only do we do, we take pride in. Us agents, we have our own little area on Facebook where we chat, and we're always bragging about, oh my God, I just saved this much. Or I go,
but a one-time commission is not nearly as good as a repeat client.
Exactly. Right. That is the goal for all of us, is to build relationships. Right. And so there is nothing more relationship building than knowing that somebody who is getting paid commission is still looking out for your best interest and wants you to have the best price and the best vacation. So it really does happen when it's possible. And I promise you, we do everything in our power to make it happen. It's one of those things we can't control.
Right.
I have the same situation with, I don't book packages, but I have the same situation with other clients when I will suggest that they not purchase something that would increase the commission. Because I think it's a better way for them to go. And people are always shocked that I give them that advice. Well, aren't you trying to make more money? Yes, but not at your expense.
Right. It's all about long-term goals.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. That's all I want to cover for Walt Disney World. Ever-changing landscape, never knowing what's going to come out between now and the time the show was released. So we'll see. We'll try to keep you up to date on those. But again, watch... check out Facebook and check out our Twitter. That's how you're going to get notifications. Let's move on to Disney Cruise Line. In general, there are no discounts out there for Disney Cruise Line. There's nothing where I can say to you, well, there's 25% off if you take this sailing or go at this time.
Like almost never.
Right. There's some limited dates for Florida residents. If you're a Florida resident, you could get some a discounted rate on specific sale dates. Right now, I believe there's like two that have been announced. Same thing for military. Actually, there's no military dates in our system now.
Yeah.
But there is a way for you to save money. on something called VGT, OGT. These are those guaranteed staterooms. We went into detail on this on a previous show.
We did.
So I don't think we have to really do the nuts and bolts of that. What I do want to point out with those is that those are not something that we can get for you after the fact. And you can't get yourself that after the fact. So if you book, it's not like, oh, there's a VGT discount. Apply that to my current reservation. This is a, you have to cancel your reservation, lose your money, and rebook it. And Disney's done that specifically to fill ships late before sailing.
They also tend to come out after your final payment date.
So I tend to, absolutely positively, after the final payment date.
I was being politer than that, but yeah. These don't come out before your cancellation date. You're no longer eligible for a full refund, so you would have to weigh, am I going to save enough to pay the penalty?
Mm-hmm. And there has been the odd time where somebody has. But keep in mind, it's not only the penalty. If you had main dining and main dining is now full, you're a brand new reservation. If you had all of your shore excursions and everything booked, this is all new now.
Your stateroom is not,
yes,
not guaranteed a stateroom.
Exactly. If you have a stateroom you like,
yes,
you're very likely going to lose that stateroom.
So let me take 3 minutes and talk about the discounts with Disney Cruise Line. First of all, Disney Cruise Line, like all companies, but more so, they are giving discounts to fill the ships. They know after final payment has been made, they know how much of the ship they have to fill. Right. This is when discounts are coming out. I can't remember the last time I saw a discount with Disney Cruise Line. I know there was this brief period of time where they came out with a Disney Vacation Club member discount for a small window of time, but very rarely do we see a discount. It just doesn't happen. So Florida resident, these will show up after final payment, usually, and Florida resident military and OGT for that matter, they all kind of show up usually about 45 days before sailing. That's tends to be when we see them, sometimes closer, sometimes a little bit longer. Florida resident, we can add that to an existing reservation. It's the only discount option that we can. So if you're a Florida resident, again, you would note that, and our system helps us, as John had mentioned about other discounts, track it quite easily. So as soon as usually Monday they come out, as soon as they come out, I look at the dates, I look through my list, I see who's in Florida, and I try to apply the discount. So Florida resident can be applied to existing. That's the only one. Military would have to be a brand new. They don't allow us to attach that to an existing reservation. So it's really meant for new reservations only, as is these guarantee categories, mm-hmm. VGT, OGT, IGT. With the VGT, OGT, IGT, when those are booked, they are full payment when they're booked, 100% non-refundable, non-changeable. You can do nothing. I mean, you could add transfers, things like that to it, but we can't do anything with it. With these, if you book an OGT, you're guaranteed an Ocean View stateroom. That's the end of your guarantee. It can be anywhere on the ship. Ocean View or better, it's completely up to Disney.
It could be one of these staterooms that has a blocked view.
Yes. It could be on deck one if you're on one of the older ships. Mm-hmm. So these are really for people who are really just want to be on the ship, who are really okay with just giving up the control because they often are a great price. These are also really good if you've decided last minute you want to go on a cruise. You know, often we can find deals with these categories where we're getting people who maybe wouldn't have been able to go on a Disney cruise into a Disney cruise. So again, only used to sell unsold inventory. We don't see a lot of these throughout the summer. They'll pop up here and there.
I was going to say, I don't remember the last time we saw one.
They've been around a little bit for the odd sailing. But generally speaking, you're not seeing them during the busy kids are out of school months.
Yeah,
same thing with the other two discounts. It's kind of the same.
All right, so let's talk about the easy discount. That's the one that you get from Dreams Unlimited Travel. You can get up to $1,000 shipboard credit by booking with us. Your shipboard credit is based on the final price of your cruise, including port charges, taxes, transfers, anything that's on your reservation that goes towards your final price, which is then influences your shipboard credit. The reason why I want to specifically mention that is that's not true for a lot of companies. A lot of companies will only give you the shipboard credit based on what they call the cruise fare. Mm-hmm. And that's the amount that they get commission on or we get commission on. We include everything. So if you're adding stuff to it, your shipboard credit goes up based on that. This, is a shipboard credit is just what it says. You work on the ship, you've got a negative balance on your account, on your folio. Spend it on whatever you like. You can pay your gratuities. You can buy your souvenirs.
Shore excursions, spa appointments,
yep.
Drink packages.
So it's money in your pocket before you even get on the ship. The only thing about the shipboard credit, I want to point out about the shipboard credit is that it can be combined with any other discount that's out there and available. The exception to that is if we are doing a group and we have an exclusive group traveling, then we can't apply the shipboard credit to our group. But that's a whole nother story. We have no groups, blah, 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 blah. So in addition to your $1,000 shipboard, up to $1,000 shipboard credit you get from Dreams Unlimited Travel by booking through us, we also give our exclusive gift bag to anybody who lives in the U.S. or Canada. We will mail that to you. We did a whole show from the Welcome Center. We showed you some of the items in our gift bag. So go back and look at that, and you can get an idea of what you might receive from us. If you're not in the U.S. or Canada, we cannot mail it to you. However, there are other arrangements we can make. You can come to our Welcome Center in Port Canaveral and pick it up. You can have it delivered to a Disney resort if you're here ahead of time for a resort stay. So work with your agent. Find out what your options are for getting your gift bag. So basically, book with us and get things. That's what I want to say about that. All right, moving on to Adventures by Disney. This is obviously Kevin's area of expertise, so we're going to let him talk about it. But I want to mention that currently, for select 2018 itineraries, Adventures by Disney is offering what they're calling an early booking discount, up to $500 per person if you book by July 20th. Kevin's going to go into the details of this. This is a little bit of a tricky thing, but basically I want you to know that if you're in a North American departure, you save $400 per person. If you're in a international departure, it's $500 per person. But you want to go ahead and talk about these?
Certainly. These early booking discounts are not guaranteed up until July 20th. What's happening is ABD allows a certain number per departure, and that's it. Once those spaces have been filled, the early booking discount disappears. So it's not a guarantee for your departure, but we can still check. I'm still finding availability, but I am finding certain dates have sold out. There's a couple of the Italy dates where the early booking departures have disappeared. It is a $500 per person savings on trips outside of the United States and $400 within the United States. Other than that, Adventures by Disney doesn't usually offer a whole lot of discounts. If you have completed two trips, once you completed Adventures by Disney, you become an insider. After you become an insider two, meaning you've completed two adventures, you are eligible at this time this year and into 2018, you are eligible for a $100 per person discount. If you're eligible for the early booking discount, you are not eligible for the insider discount. They are not combinable. It's one or the other. So the better deal is the Dreams Unlimited Travel booking discount. And that is, as John said, that's based on the cost of your trip. But what people find surprising is that's based on the entire cost of your trip. So if you add additional nights, or if you book your airfare through Adventures by Disney, that increases the amount of your Dreams booking discount. So that discount is, it's up to $1,000.
Actually, it's up to, now we change it up to $1,300.
It's up to $1,300.
And that's completely combinable with any other discount. Right. So if you are a DVC member and you get the DVC rate, or you're an insider.
I didn't get to there yet.
I'm just saying, in addition to all that stuff, or this early booking from Adventures by Disney, is completely combinable with any of those discounts out there.
And it comes right off the top. And the way it works, you pay the amount you're told, that we take the booking discount off, and then Dreams pays the rest of your vacation.
If you're not interested in Adventures by Disney and you're just curious about pricing, right on our site, we have a pricing calculator. No obligation. You don't have to wait for a quote to come back. Mm-hmm. Put in what you're interested in. It'll give you a price. I think it's pretty self-explanatory, but then again, I created it. So
it works really well.
It shows you what the price is from Disney. It shows you what our discount would be. It shows you what your final price would be. And it shows you what your deposit would be.
And again, this is not a gift card after you travel. This is just off the cost of your trip.
Off the top of your trip.
Now, I would like to talk about DVC. There is no DVC discount with Adventures by Disney. There's none. There is a guarantee if, as departures begin to fill, ABD, like Disney Cruise Line, raises their prices. prices go up as the trip begins to fill. If you are a DVC member, you are guaranteed the opening day price. If you tell me I have a DVC membership and you give me your DVC number, I can get you the original price even after it's gone up. You would still get the booking discount. And you know, if you got the early booking discount, you were in early anyway, so there's no benefit to being a DVC member if you've achieved the early booking discount. But if you're booking later and you find that the price has increased since what you originally saw, tell me your DVC number and I can get you that original price.
Couple of things. This is not booking on DVC points. This is paying cash, quote unquote, for your reservation. So this is not...
Travel agents cannot book DVC points.
Correct.
If you are using DVC points, you have to book yourself.
Right. This is the cash price of a vacation if you're a DVC member.
And I have had this question in the last couple of days. It's happened twice. If you have a Disney vacation account...
We're going to talk about that on another show.
Never mind.
Right. We're going to tease you because another show we're going to cover that. Because I think that's something that really needs a full, in-depth conversation with charts and graphs.
And laser pointers.
And laser pointers. I want to say one more thing about the DVC member guaranteed lowest price. In that this is, you know, some people are saying, I'm just going to wait and book because I know I can get the lowest price no matter what. If a trip fills up, you're going to lose it.
You're guaranteed the lowest price. You're not guaranteed availability.
Spot. Yeah, right. So you could lose a spot on the
trip. If you were anything other than a double, and I'm just being honest, that gets more complicated as you get closer.
And he's not talking about your size. He's talking about the number of people in your family.
So 2X.
I hadn't even considered that. If you're anything other than a two-person occupancy, a double room, if I said it all right, is there anything...
No,
if you're anything other than that standard two people per room, right, it gets more complicated as the trip begins to fill. Specialized rooms become harder to find.
Especially on certain trips.
Right.
But that's, again, a conversation for another day. So that's your discounts for Adventures by Disney. Let's move on to Universal. At this time, Universal, as far as I've seen, only has one discount out there. It's called their Splash Stay and Play Vacation Package. What I find very cool about this particular package is that you book by December 14th of 2017, but it's good through all of 2018. So it's kind of like, as long as there's availability and you've got the right hotel and everything works out for you, you can get this through the entire year, which is pretty cool.
Universal does this a lot, actually. They also have one other discount. They have something called Stay More, Save More. And this they offer all the time. So it's not technically a discount with a date.
I think what happened was when I was looking at discounts, that one had just expired.
Yeah, it's ongoing.
Is it ongoing?
Yeah, so it's still going. They just do it all the time. And I've been able to book that into 2018 as well. So that one is just kind of more if you're putting together your own package, you know, outside of this Splash Stay and Play. But usually, and again, it's inventory controlled. So it's not always available. It's not always available at all room categories. But often with Universal, the more nights you stay, the lower your per night is.
Just real quick, the Splash Stay and Play is a four-night hotel accommodation with a three-day, four-park ticket. With a three-park, four-day ticket. I apologize. There's not four parks there. And the really great thing is that, you know, you get that early admission into the parks. You get those extra hours with your
front of the line pass,
right? All that good stuff. And we're going to talk about that in another show. But yeah, I think Universal is trying. I keep teasing new shows, don't
you need
I?
To stop foreshadowing, Kevin.
I do have to stop.
You can stop foreshadowing. And
I do
going into the future. Yeah, so Universal really wants you to come and stay with them, which I think is great. People should be doing this. But that's it for now for Universal. There's also some other things. We offer some tickets if you're staying at Disney for the park admission and the shuttle. We think are good deals as well. But this is really staying at Universal, what's available. All right, moving on to Disneyland. Disneyland has a fourth night free at a Good Neighbor Hotel discount currently going on. It's available most nights August 13th through November 16th, 2017. book by November 14th, 2017. There's a whole list of the good neighbor hotels.
It's good August through November, and you can book by November 14th?
Yeah, it's good through November 16th, and you book by November 14th.
So you could book it last minute if you were...
I guess.
Yeah. I think that's common in Disneyland. I think Disneyland is a little bit of a different animal than World. We're all used to people booking at 180 days out and booking their dining and all of that. Whereas with Disneyland, often... You know, Patrice talks about this. You know, on a Wednesday, they might decide that they're going to Disneyland on Friday,
right?
And go ahead and book it. So I think that's why their dates always look a little more skewed than we're used to.
Again, based on hotel availability and all that good stuff, it must include a 3-day, one park per day ticket. So that's the only sort of caveat with that, is it has to have that ticket in it. But good deal if you're going to Disneyland, and the Good Neighbor Hotels are fantastic. I prefer to stay at a Disney hotel when we go to Disneyland, but certainly these off-property hotels, these Good Neighbor hotels, some of them feel closer than the actual Disney hotels do. So a good option for you out there. All right, so we're going to move on to Aulani. Always happy to talk about Aulani. We just got back from our Aulani vacation. Too short. Too fast.
Too much work.
Too much work.
Too much work, for sure. They have a Say Aloha to Summer package. This is a $50 resort credit per night. You have to book it by August 7th, 2017 for stays July 23rd through August 10th. And as it says, you get a resort credit per night for this reservation. A few limitations, like it can't be at Suites or the Grand Villa, but for the most part, it's any other room.
Then I'm not going.
Then you're not going. To heck with the $50 per night.
That's right.
The second discount they're currently offering is save up to 30% on a 5-night fall stay and 25% on 4-night fall stays. Booked by October 24th, 2017. Now through blah, blah, blah. Wait, I lost it. 5 or more consecutive nights from August 20th through December 21st, 2017, excluding the Thanksgiving holiday.
I just want you to know, I was joking. To go to Aulani, I'd stay in the garden shed.
Really?
I just want you to be in the lawnmowers.
I know. Just give me a blanket in the cabana. That's good. Right.
I think the second one is a good deal. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure that the $50 resort credit per night is the incentive it would take someone to go. I mean, let's face it, food is expensive there, so things are expensive there. So you can blow through $50 pretty easy. But I think this 25 to 30% off is actually a decent rate.
I think we should go again.
I agree. All right, moving on to Royal Caribbean Cruise Line. Royal Caribbean is famous for their short, quote-unquote, promotions. Like, they have week-long promotions. BOGOs, buy one, get ones, percentage off second passenger, shipboard credit, tend to be very, very short-lived promotions, and you have to book within that window. The thing about Royal Caribbean is that they run these promotions so often that you almost can always get a promotion.
Yeah.
Do you agree with
that? But to try and explain them at what's going on now is... It's not going to be when we put this show up, and by the time people watch the show, it's going to be different.
There's one going on right now that's like 60% off the second guest, but it ends the end of this week.
Right.
But what I find about Royal Caribbean is that the discounts are almost always about the same.
They are.
So it's not like, oh, I'm going to hold out for that really good discount. You might as well book it now, because you're... One way or another, it works out to be about the same money.
The promotions, I think what they're I think it's all a marketing thing.
Yes.
I think certain promotions reach certain people differently. You know, 60% off second guest sounds a lot more exciting to somebody than 30% off everybody, right? Ends up being the same thing. One thing to know with Royal Caribbean is that every time we change a promotion, we go to the price of the day we're changing the promotion. So it's not like that you're price protected on that first price you paid.
Right.
So it's today's rate. It's not the rate of what you when you booked six months ago.
So again, as with other cruise lines, as with Disney, the price goes up on these cruises as they fill, as they get more popular. So that rate that the discount is based off of is the current rate,
exactly.
Which is always higher.
So sometimes the promotion looks better than the promotion you got, but if your rate is now higher, it's not a better deal for you.
It might be a wash.
So typically what they do is they run promotions that are 4 to 6 weeks, sometimes shorter, sometimes longer, that are a base promotion. And then almost every weekend, they run something different.
Yep.
So there might be something where we're going to add on to that promotion for 48 hours. Or so it's interesting as an agent selling Royal Caribbean, mm-hmm. keeping up on it all, but you kind of start to see patterns and you kind of learn. And it's just like John said, for the most part, the dollar value is almost always the same. Every once in a while, something comes out really good that really saves somebody some significant money, but it's very rare. Often it's just, you know, same price, but we can get you a little bit more onboard credit or something.
Every once in a while, they'll run something like a discount on internet packages or a drink mm-hmm. package discount or something like that.
Yeah.
And again, it's all sort of a wash. Are you going to get a $300 shipboard credit, or are they going to give you the free drink package for your cruise?
Right.
That's yeah. kind of, and I think Tracy's hit the nail on the head for sure. It's they're trying these promotions to see who's going to respond and who's going to bite, what sounds better to somebody.
Yeah.
And that's how they do it. I do want to point out that Royal Caribbean just announced a brand new thing that they're doing, and it's called non-refundable deposit pricing. And what it is a discount based on the fact that you would not get your deposit back if you decided to cancel. So that's something you could always look into if you're willing to make that risk and say, I know I'm going to travel. I know I'm not going to cancel. I know I'm not going to change. I'm going to go ahead and pull the trigger on this. I'm going to be honest with you. It's so new that I haven't even looked at pricing to say, oh, look, I'm saving 50% off my cruise, or I'm saving 1% mm-hmm. off my cruise. So I'm not even sure it's worth it yet.
Yeah.
We'll keep you up to date on that.
Yeah, and it's starting in July. So we're just now starting to get the information. Tell you some basic information I'm figuring out is that they're saying that the price will be the best price. I'm also thinking that it's only for certain suites that they're doing it for. It's not across the board. It's only certain, some of the higher categories. Some of it, I think, is to preserve inventory. Because I think what's happening is because it is with Disney, you have a non-refundable deposit on suites. So when you're booking a suite, you're kind of committed to a suite. Whereas with Royal Caribbean, because the deposit was always refundable, people were grabbing the suites, and then maybe people who really wanted suites couldn't get them because they were being held. So it was kind of creating a mess around final payment time. So I think that's part of their reason for doing it. In exchange for that, it looks like they're saying that the price is going to be a little bit lower than whatever the current price is for. They're not committing to percentages. And depending if you're booking 6 months out or more, I also believe they're going to give you a small shipboard credit to go with that. No word yet on is this going to be combinable with other things. We don't know if discounts can be combined. We don't know all the ins and outs yet. But keep in mind, non-refundable deposits is very new with Royal Caribbean. Disney's been doing it for a long time on their suites. You kind of want to know that you're committed, because sometimes, depending on the savings, it may not be worth locking up your money.
Right, exactly. I think that's a good point. I think we might be seeing Royal Caribbean testing the waters, no pun intended, of can they go to a non-refundable deposit on suites?
Right.
If enough people bite on this, they might say, you know what, let's just change our policy.
Yeah.
And go with what other cruise lines are doing so they don't lose that inventory.
I'm guessing guests who always sail in suites may be applauding this, only because I know I have a lot of guests who want certain suites and then they can't get them.
Well, I'm also guessing that if you do a non-refundable deposit, that you might be able to change your date.
Yeah, possibly.
I'm guessing that.
There might be a change fee.
I mean,
again, not
Disney
knowing.
Does that now. As long as you don't ever get your deposit back once you've booked a suite, but you can move it.
That is true.
I would be surprised if Royal Caribbean didn't offer that.
Mm-hmm. So we'll keep you updated on that. We'll see what goes on. I want to make sure people know that if you do book with Dreams Unlimited Travel, our agents do stay up to date on all the discounts, are looking for the most recent discount, and also will investigate this non-refundable deposit thing to see if it works for you. And the last one I want to talk about as far as discounts is Viking Cruise Line. Viking Cruise Line is a great deal of fun because every day they run their quote-unquote two-for-one pricing. Awesome. I'm going to save 50% on my vacation.
I just have to explain something. If you go to the Viking website, you're going to see a price, and it is going to say two-for-one pricing. Please note that is per person. There is no discount off of that. If you look to the left of that, there is going to be a price that is double that price, and that's going to be grayed out with a line through it. Supposedly, that grayed out price is the per person price. And because of the promotion they're running, the other price is the per person rate.
at half the original per person, right? It's a little deceiving.
If there's two people in the stateroom, you're going to pay double that price. I think it's slightly misleading.
I agree. I don't believe that this is a fair
representation. People write to me all the time, and I tell them what the price is, and they say, no, it's supposed to be half of that. And then I have to explain all this via email. So I'm hoping if you're thinking, you'll see what I'm talking about. The price that they list is the per-person price. They will also run specials on airfare. We have our group going in our March of 2018 around Italy, the Italy Sojourn. It's March 24th through March 31st, and we have 120 people going. And if you wanted to go, you should call Kevin at Dreams Unlimited Travel. But the airfare right now is listed. How did I do? The airfare right now is listed as $8.95 per person. I have been booking other people on other Viking River cruises where I'm looking at air for $2.95 a person from any gateway in the United States. So there are some promotions that way. Other than that, no matter what Viking sends you, and once you once you give Viking your email or your mailing address, you have a pen pal for life. They spend a great deal of their profits on printed catalogs that they send you at least once or twice a week.
Which tells me this company's making money. Right. Their marketing material is because not only frequent. These
are not just, they're not just little flyers. These are like full catalogs.
Yep. Not only frequent, but beautiful color catalogs. Right. Sometimes send you DVDs.
And emails and stuff like that. So otherwise, Viking, once you get past this two-for-one pricing, Viking doesn't really run sales. If you're a repeat guest, you get $100 off your next cruise. While you're on your cruise, you have the opportunity to purchase a $200 voucher for $100. It's kind of like Viking's version of Groupon.
Those two words never been spoken before in the same sentence, Viking and Groupon.
Well, it's true. When they're going to offer you a savings.
A $200 voucher off a future cruise, and you pay $100
And you pay $100. It's a Groupon. Coupon is what it is. You pay half price. Yeah. That's it.
Can I buy more than one of them?
Yeah, absolutely.
You can.
To put all on the same cruise?
You can.
You can. Well, when we did our very first Viking cruise with,
cruise, there were like 35 of us.
Yep. I actually bought 35 of them and gave them to all the people on our cruise for their next booking that they
could
do.
But could you buy 35?
Yes.
And then have $7,000 toward your next cruise that you only paid $3,500 for?
Absolutely. We actually applied more than one. We applied more than... Well, here's the deal. Your travel agent would kill you if you did that because you have to enter each one individually for payment. Also,
and the numbers are very, very small. I am not 100% certain that you can do that.
Well, here's the deal.
I have not tried it.
Right.
But I have used two coupons because two people bought them.
Yeah.
Okay. A couple each bought a coupon or each bought a voucher, and I have used Groupon. Each person, the two people in the stateroom each bought a voucher for the next cruise, and I have used both of them on the same reservation.
We did that for our cruise.
So I do not know if they will sell. You bought multiple
coupons. I'm trying to jump in here.
Stop, don't jump yet. You bought multiple coupons, but they allowed you to buy more than one voucher, but they were for individual people.
Right.
That you did not buy 35 vouchers for us to use.
But what I also want to point out, too, was when I said that to them, it was a little bit like, you know, a cartoon. They all went, they kind of didn't know what to do at the moment. They didn't know if they had enough.
We've been doing that a lot with Viking.
We have, making their head spin. So while I believe in theory you can do it, I believe in practice it might not work. Again, because we had to really jump through hoops to get them to find that many on the ship and for us to explain.
I just want to say,
I mean, I think she ran it off on a Xerox machine at some point. I think she was chugging these out.
No, that's not true. They each had individual numbers. I absolutely love Viking. I find Viking very easy to work with. I find Viking very flexible. I find Viking just a terrific company to work with. I don't think they know what to do with the fact that at 20 people, we were the largest individual group they ever had. So at 120 people, they're kind of, every once in a while I get a call, are you serious? And I think, well, you have the money.
Exactly.
I'm serious.
More deposits.
I'm serious. So they're a lovely company to work with. I don't know that you would be allowed to buy multiple coupons to use yourself. Groupon coupons.
It sounds like a challenge, John.
It does. It sounds like
I was just going to say.
I want to point out the fact that you're going to see these 2-for-1 deals. Be very careful with the pricing on their website. You're going to see things like free air or reduced air. There are a lot of restrictions with their airfare. What I don't go into all of them because it's very complicated. Just be aware that these are not cut and dry, simple discounts with Viking.
March 24th through March 31st, Italy sojourn on the Viking Sky. We have 120 people going. The base entry price now, all of the rooms on this ship are balcony staterooms. The entry level price right now, because of the lower categories have sold out, is $5,500 for 2 people. That does not include your airfare or transfers, but $5,500 for a 7-night med cruise starting in Rome and overnighting in Venice at the end, I think that's a fair value.
And so far, it's Kevin and I, Pete, Craig, and Rhino.
And Chris and Tracy.
Oh, and Chris and Tracy.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm paying for you, which is why
I know. That's probably what it is. You're just listing all the people you're paying for.
Cha-ching, running up in my head. But what we want to point out is, you know, as we add more people, there might be the need to add more podcasters, more people from Dreams Unlimited Travel to help support a group that size.
If we have more people, does Tracy's cabin get paid for?
Maybe. If we fill the ship, if we take every stateroom.
I'm going to start helping Kevin promote.
Which we know is not going to happen.
They are my clients.
All right. So that'll do it for this discount show. Again, we're recording this at one point. It's going to be aired later, so discounts may show up. We may not have covered every single discount available. Just too much to do all at once.
I think the best thing you could say is, if you are looking for a discount, contact a Dreams Unlimited travel agent, and they will be happy to help you find what is available for you at the time you want to go.
Excellent. Excellent, excellent. Any last-minute thoughts on discounts before we close out?
I don't think so.
All right. Also, I want to remind folks, too, that the Viking Cruise, Royal Caribbean Cruises, these all get a shipboard credit from Dreams Unlimited Travel.
And our pricing
as well.
Is actually lower than what's on the Viking site. So
for
we have a group discount. So we're offering a lower pricing, and our pricing won't change. So come join us. There are stateroom categories that have sold out, and there are several that are in very short supply. So,
and please help Tracy get her cabin paid for. Join us.
It's like a GoFundMe. Really.
How many people do we need to get Tracy's?
Again, we have to have the entire ship.
Oh, see.
But we can't because we know it's other people have signed up. It's a trick, see?
It's a trick, yeah. It's a Jedi mind trick.
It's like that day he told us we could leave if we gave away all of the things we had left.
Yeah, all the chocolate.
So let me just go back real quick. I know we're going to end up here, but Royal Caribbean Cruise Line, all cruise lines you book through Dreams Unlimited Travel will get a shipboard credit based on the final price of your cruise, including Viking. So keep that in mind, too. You will see that all in your quote when you get one from Dreams Unlimited Travel. All right. Thank you guys very much helping me get through this information. Quite a bit to get through. I appreciate your help. I really do. Thank you, everybody at home, for listening and watching. We hope you have a great week, and we hope you have a great vacation.